Lawmakers in Jordan are furious over the recent killing of a Palestinian-Jordanian judge by Israeli soldiers. All members of the lower house of parliament have called on the government to expel the Israeli ambassador to Amman and recall the Jordanian envoy to Israel. The UN special investigator on counterterrorism says the civilian death toll from U.S. drone strikes in Afghanistan and Yemen continues to rise. Ben Emerson says civilian deaths from drone attacks in Afghanistan rose three times in 2013. He also warned about the escalation of drone strikes in Yemen. U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden says American and British spy agencies are expanding a massive program of malware infection. New documents revealed that the program will potentially target millions of computers worldwide. The malware allows spies to eavesdrop, watch targets in some cases, extract data, and destroy computers. Syrian government forces have made fresh achievements in their fight against foreign-backed insurgents in Yarbud near the Lebanese border. Army troops backed by the Lebanese resistance fighters Hezbollah have taken a full control of farmlands on the northern edge of Yarbud. The advancement cuts off supply lines to the insurgents. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani and Oman's King Sultan Qaboos have discussed bilateral relations and regional issues in Muscat. Rouhani is in the Omani capital for a two-day visit. This is Rouhani's first visit to a Persian Gulf country since he took office last year. Fresh violence hits the streets of Venezuela. Police use tear gas and water cannons to push back anti-government protesters in the capital, Caracas. In Valencia, similar protests left three people dead, and the overall death toll stands at 25 since the unrest began 1 month ago. Clashes have continued overnight between Turkish police and protesters in Istanbul and Ankara. Police used water cannons and smoke grenades to disperse crowds. Nationwide anti-government protests resumed after the death and burial of a teenager wounded in demonstrations last summer.